I am Irish.
He's half.
No, I disagree.
Yeah, guys, I already have my shirt off.
Oh my god! No, never mind.
You're giving me anxiety right now.
Am I asexual too?
Oh yeah, you're asexual too.
Yes!
Johnny put on a mask. I am 100% sure. I can't see his face, but I know he put on some big bulky mask.
Why is that so echoey, dude?
Is he gonna say that he's like the Boss Shorts Wars?
Just don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's fair, actually.
All right, we need to go. Let's do top right. And
should we explain to the viewers? Do they even know what's happening?
Yeah, o'clock.
Spooky.
Welcome to the spooky episode.
Welcome to the Halloween episode of Rumble Pack.
It sounds like you're underwater.
Okay, I'm gonna have to cheat this a little bit.
Keep going, dude. It's funny, dude. It's funny.
All right. We don't know what everybody is dressed as currently. You guys know, but we don't know. So what we're gonna be doing is we're gonna be going through everyone, guessing what we think people did, and then we're gonna get the grand reveal. So it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right. I'll show you guys. Yeah. Just don't laugh, okay?
All right.
Okay.
I won't laugh.
Okay.
If anyone laughs, I leave the podcast. I'm not joking.
Okay, guys.
I tried my hardest. Okay. Introducing me. This is my outfit.
Slay! Yeah. Let's go. What a dog, dude.
Butter, you look fucking amazing.
Thank you.
Wait, how much of the outfit is like, did you like do like the, lift up your skirt. Let's see if you.
What? Nope.
I want undies. I want undies today.
The hairy stomach was, dude, that got me.
This is awesome.
That was great.
You said don't laugh, and the second I saw it, I almost immediately just burst out laughing because that was the last thing I expected.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude, that made me.
The hair is
that made
selling.
Me bust. Yeah, that made me bust too.
Can I be honest?
You like dyed your own hair for that. That was crazy.
I did not prepare anything. This is all just in my closet. And I just put it together. I was like, oh,
you just had
like
that?
Yeah, I just had this. All right.
Well, you had to grow your hair out, though. You had to grow your hair out for this, though, yeah?
Yeah. It was worth it, though. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's peak.
All right. It's really funny. Right.
Bam. Let's do Bam.
Is it me next? Is it me next?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
I put hours and hours and hours of effort into mine. So,
I'm ready.
Wait, we need to guess. We didn't guess.
Yeah. We needed to guess for Bundan. Wait, let's do Bundan first. I guess that Bundan is going to be dressed up as an anime girl.
I think. you got to be specific.
Oh, my.
Sailor Moon. I think he's going to be dressed as Sailor Moon.
Sailor Saturn? Is that the right one? Is that the.
Isn't that just like Moon?
I do have a bad ideas hat, though.
Huge.
Sailor Saturn.
That's a win right there.
Oh, no, I'm wrong. Wait, okay, someone else guess. Which
sailor is it? Yo, I don't remember them being so jacked, dude.
You don't remember that part of the anime, dude? They went on like a whole... Bundan's like, dude, that's a reference to like season 3. No, Bundan's a reference to season 3 when they all hit the gym.
Is that actually an episode?
No, I don't
know. I don't know.
Powerpuff Girls?
I guarantee you Dano has not watched Sailor Moon. I could put $1,000 on that.
I'll put $2,000 on it. How about that?
Who are you betting against? We all know I haven't seen Sailor Moon. No, yeah, Bundan is a Powerpuff Girl. Good job, man.
Let's go.
Okay. Bam. I think my prediction is that Bam is going to have the furry avatar from the Secret Santa.
That's my guess.
No,
I don't know.
Way.
I feel like it's going to be like he's going to just be blue or something.
I think he's going to be Riggy.
I wish I went with that, but I didn't, unfortunately. Okay.
Let's see.
All right, here we go.
Hours and hours of effort, remember, ready? Okay.
Hold it! Before we continue, I need to tell you guys something. If you're watching this on public Wi-Fi, you are in danger. And it's not closed this time.
Thank God.
That's right, you're in danger. At any time, someone can hack into your devices and steal whatever. But luckily, we have a solution. We want to thank Surfshark VPN for being the first ever official sponsor for Rumblepack.
With Surfshark, I can finally watch that one Australian show Abundance has been telling me to watch.
What are you talking about, bro?
Shut up, it's an ad read.
Okay, there's also an antivirus and a data breach alert system to keep you safe on the web.
Surfshark offers you 3,200 different servers in over 100 locations to suit your needs.
Thank you, Surfshark.
Thank you, Surfshark.
And if you want to try out Surfshark for 4 months for free, use code RUMBLE or click the link in the description.
It's perfect.
It's glam.
Green Bayo.
All right, who am I?
You're Bam if you accidentally fell into like a bin of toxic waste.
No, Bam, it was the one person from that you did is Dressed to Impress, the green gloop like guy.
Flubber! You're Flubber!
Yeah, I'm Flubber.
Yeah!
I got the glasses and everything.
I was thinking Howard the Alien, you know?
Nah, he's Flubber. Have you guys ever seen Flubber?
Yeah.
Not for ages, dude.
Dude, Flubber.
I need to get Leia to watch Flubber.
Let me get a picture of the cover. You'll see. I'm 1-to-1 Flubber right now. Hold on.
You are. Wait, you are literally 1-to-1 Flubber.
1-to-1 Flubber. There it is.
For our audio listeners, Bam's avatar is just
green,
purely green right now.
Yeah.
With the glasses from Flubber.
It is a reference to 2000s Flubber starring Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
Okay. Oh, 1997. Guess... That's actually a lot earlier than I thought.
C.dot next, yeah?
Yeah.
You guys see
that next? Let's see. C.com. Here we go.
Well, you guys got a guess. Costume.
We got. I think.
He's wearing a mask.
I think C.dot is the boss Shorts Wars right now.
You think C.dot's the boss Shorts Wars? I could see that.
I was gonna say Rosalina, but that'd be way too easy, I feel.
Rosalina would be a repeat. What about Zelda? Mm. Zelda or
Peach?
I think it's gonna be someone from Xenoblade.
Wait, C.dot, can you give
it's
us a hint?
Xenoblade.
Are you a princess? Are you a princess, C.dot?
I mean, he's a princess.
You know,
but, like, for the
I'm
costume.
Always a princess, but not dressed as a princess today.
Okay. Minecraft Steve, then.
I have Link vibes. I have Link vibes.
Are you Minecraft Alex?
No.
Are you Creeper?
Herobrine?
No, but if
from Persona 4.
No.
Enderman.
Ready,
if you're
everyone's
if,
gonna
no,
laugh.
If you're an Enderman, ready? If you're an Enderman, you're racist. What is that?
I know it. Wait.
Flat Stanley.
Flat Stanley.
No, it's the smiling.
What's going
man.
On, dude?
The smiling, Poppy. Man.
Smiling man from hit game, the smiling man.
What?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was Poppy's playtime.
No, that's Minecraft Steve.
Hit game.
It's Minecraft
hit game.
Steve.
No,
that's Faust from hit game Guilty Gear Strive.
Yeah.
Dude,
I have
like,
so
it's
many
like
paper
Nintendo's
bags.
Only horror game.
Look at this.
Okay, see that?
They only had a 50 pack.
Is this?
I have 50 paper bags.
You got to find a use for all of them now.
Is this the game? I'm putting it in general.
Yeah, it's pretty new. No.
Yeah.
No, that is not.
That's not the game. It's a Nintendo one.
I got another one. I'm
look up Nintendo Smiling Man.
Oh.
Look at that. I'm coloring this one in right now with my VidCon pen.
Hell yeah, man. Let's go.
Wait, is that the pen you signed my fans' item with?
I don't know if it's the exact pen. I took like 20 of the VidCon pens, so I really don't know.
So there's a 1 in 20 chance that it is.
You have a 5% chance that this is it.
Okay, now yeah. Dano, what are
mine's
we thinking?
Mine's pretty simple.
It better not be Dark Dano, dude.
No.
I'm thinking it's like similar, though. That's where my head's at.
I'm thinking
80s.
You didn't have enough time. You didn't have enough
ooh,
time.
Ooh, Para,
Dark
that's pretty
Dano.
Good.
I'm thinking 80s, you know, something like that.
I think
that.
It's going to be the ghost from Ghostbusters.
I hope it's feminine because everyone looks so scary, and ooh. I'm literally an anime girl. So.
It's not scary, but Para's pretty close to the 80s.
I'm going to say Michael Jackson.
Nah.
Marty McFly.
Pretty close. Oh, C.dot, let's go look.
Marty McFly.
Whoa!
Yeah. The Boss Shorts Wars!
Wait.
My screen.
Yeah!
I see him!
Yeah.
Dude, he is Marty.
The Boss?
Let's go.
No way!
Wait, guys, I'm also C.com Shorts Wars right now. This was
I was
bit.
Gonna... I was gonna dress up as John Bender, but I didn't have the fingerless gloves, so... Yeah, Marty McFly. Somebody on Twitter said I look like John Bender, and that was, and like they were just unprompted, and that was the best compliment I've ever gotten.
John Bender looks like if you and Johnny like had babies.
Johnny and I have, I can see that.
Yeah, it literally means the future dads, exactly.
Anna, you have a costume, right?
I do.
Better.
Let's go.
Let's see it.
Shadow the Hedgehog.
Right. Wait, predictions.
If it's Shadow
I don't consider
the Hedgehog,
that a costume, I consider it a way of life.
True.
And it's just me again.
Johnny. Ash Ketchum.
Mm-mm.
Ooh. Shadow the Hedgehog.
Okay, let's, you know what? Be original.
Big Titty Goth GF.
That's what I am every day.
What a shout out.
He just said it's an everyday thing.
It's something you can find in a 7-Eleven.
Toilet paper.
Indian guy.
A hot dog. If you're a hot dog, Anna, I swear.
Oh, I'm not.
Oh, wait.
I'm not just a hot dog.
I know this.
Wait.
I see nothing.
You're blocking nothing.
Wait, hold on. Oh, wait, okay.
You are the knight. I'm not just a hot dog. I am
a
knight.
I'm a burnt hot dog.
Whoa.
What is this?
Yo.
I'm a burnt hot dog.
You went crazy, dude. This is
I'm not gonna lie. This is really scary. I don't like this.
Yeah, you're like you're live in a shrine right now. What is
dude, this
on?
Is like this is like
gets burnt.
This is like sausage party doing like a cult or something. I'm really not enjoying this.
I'm a fan. This is awesome.
That's,
I respect the
you
effort.
Above and beyond.
I'm just
smiling. I just put on a purple shirt and a trench coat that I already had.
Oh, dude, wait until you see mine.
We are saving the best for last with Pear.
Yeah, I bet Pear's is going to be the most high quality.
Dana looks like he invests in stocks, and then Anna's just a burnt hot dog. Like.
Anna invests in hot dogs.
You're spinning. New face mask, guys.
Oh, big upgrades.
I'm just going to be drawing all this
you
one.
A hot dog in a seven.
I have a funny Halloween story, but anyways, Joe, we'll say that after. Joe next.
Oh,
I bet Joe's a woman. Yes. I'm going to take a stab in the dark. Joe's got to be a woman.
Maybe.
I don't know. I just feel it. I can feel it through our connection, Joe.
No, it's something I already did, but it's not a woman.
I can't see.
Ooh.
Something you've already done.
Freddy
you're
Fazbear.
Not are you?
Joe's
Freddy
PewDiePie.
Is it Haroldina by chance?
Not a woman. No, not a woman.
Oh, man.
Mm. What could you be?
Let's go.
Let's see.
How about...
I'm curious.
What am I looking at?
Oh, dude, don't blink like that. Don't blink at me.
No.
Mike Krasi.
That's disgusting, dude. Don't blink, bro. That's horrifying.
Did the gifts make it?
Dancing pumpkin
spooky
season.
Mike, that's so good.
Joe, we're matching.
I love
honest.
The dancing we're pumpkin man.
Two little
yeah, we're
guys.
Matching. We're matching.
That's great.
The green boys.
Dude, we get to do this every year. Do you guys realize that?
Oh, I'm popping off next year. I'm gonna have so much time to like invest in 3D assets. Oh my god, you guys are gonna be ready.
You're gonna be like an actual flubber, like with the liquid and everything.
Nah.
Bam's just flubber every year, but it's slightly better.
Slightly higher quality. All right, Johnny, let's see. You gotta be something in a mask. What is it?
Kirby.
Something.
Kirby.
Something.
I just want you guys to
Meta Knight.
Know. There's no universe where you guess this. There's no universe.
I reckon you're your Elden Ring character with the pizza cutter like weapon.
That's Bill Cipher. That's surprisingly close.
Oh my god.
Okay, how about? Are you just in
I
full plate armor, Johnny?
No. I'm a specific character from Elden
are you,
Ring.
Wait,
oh
are
my
you
god.
Like
what?
Solara
just
Nora?
Or like the, a sword
not,
or something?
Technically not in Elden Ring, but associated with Elden Ring.
Like the Soul series. Hold on, I feel like...
Oh,
no,
wait,
no.
Like
let me solo her.
Like
let me solo her.
Elden Ring.
Let me solo her.
No way.
Let's
oh
go!
My god. Oh my god. That
yo.
Banks.
He did
this
it.
This is so good.
Dude.
I got to put my shock face.
I got pretty close, dude.
That's actually really good. Wait, Johnny, you gotta take off your pants.
I'm not expecting you to be. Well, okay. The only reason I don't have that I have pants on, I went for like a skin tone because I didn't want this getting demonetized.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
That's awesome.
We could have blurred it out. It would have been fine.
You have to leave that on the entire time when you talk.
Yeah.
Good lord.
Oh no.
Where do you even find a pot helmet?
So me and Anna were like looking for costumes at Party City. I saw a cauldron and like got brain blasted. and then I spray painted it gold.
Really?
You can tell here it like started to peel off, but dude,
I was gonna ask if it was spray painted. That's hype.
I'm breathing in paint fumes right now.
And this is the last podcast Johnny's
Johnny's back for one podcast.
It's okay. I Febrezed the inside.
We're gosh,
we're
Joe! Good. I just saw the moon. I didn't see the moon before, Joe. Oh
yeah,
my
I
gosh.
Saw the trumpet too.
The moon back there. That's cool.
Dude, Joe animated his whole thing, dude.
I can't wait for pears.
Right, yeah, what do y'all think?
Right. I bet pear. You have to be royal penis. If not, I'm gonna be really disappointed.
Here's what I think.
It's just
all right?
Like
you are just
sensibar.
You're
just
an censored. Actual PNG of Tropius, not the Pokemon Ranch version. You're an actual PNG of Tropius.
you're
photorealistic.
You're kind of close.
I think you're like okay.
You're Typhlosion.
An
Arby's
no.
sandwich. Gold? Yeah, the scariest thing to pair, dude. I bet pair's dressed up as his scariest nightmare ever, an Arby's sandwich.
No, it's something even worse.
I'm on the edge.
Let's see it.
Like sandwich?
I'm Let's edging right now.
I messed up. We had to go back. Wait. What's so funny?
That's really good.
Oh, man. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Okay, here's the thing. I was going to be me with a pumpkin, but it turned out terrible. Let me show this.
Right.
No, that's great. Leave it.
No.
You have to leave that one, dude.
No.
You have to leave that one.
No, I'm bald.
No, keep it.
No, we're bald, dude. We're bald today.
Okay.
Such a shame.
Wow. What a team we are, hey? Look at us.
This is awesome.
Yeah. I had the least funny costume. I feel sad looking at everybody.
Dude, no. Marty McFly's sick, though. Like, you had the most normal costume. I think you need a spectrum, right?
Now, Dada, yours is the scariest because it looks like you have a 9-to-5.
That's true.
Technically, Marty McFly has like a sad life in the movie because he gets in a car crash. He doesn't get to have his dreams completed. He breaks his hand. Yeah, it's tough. And then he gets fired, dude.
He changed it.
But still, we don't know. We don't know, man. We don't know.
I better go back to the future.
I probably should have thought about this a little bit more.
Yeah, Johnny, I can't see either. We're both blind.
I dig this.
At least you can poke holes in C-Dot. This is just like I got the abyss right
you
now.
You just have the internal sarcophagus right. of your mind, dude.
Johnny is finally realizing what it's like for audio listeners who get disrespected in this
True.
Podcast all the time, I feel.
Yo, what is up, guys? Today I'm gonna be playing Among Us.
Hell yeah, dude.
Alright, does anyone have any funny Halloween stories to share?
Or scary.
No one
I'll tell a
yes,
scary
Yes, I have
story
something
later.
Very scary. Extremely
scary.
Arby's,
I'm
not
killing
somebody.
Not
necessarily scary. We could go ha-ha.
No,
on this route,
it's so scary.
I'll tell a spooky story after everybody's actual stories.
It's Arby's. Dana was right.
I'm throwing
That's the very scary thing.
Bam liked it! Bam liked Arby's! I need you to come down, Pear. You need to try this one Arby's. I feel like I just have, like, the one Arby's and an oasis of terrible
Wait,
Arby's.
One good Arby's.
Can we rant?
Yeah.
Can we rant? Dano, you made a short about this, but the Krabby Patty meal from Wendy's is the most
so
boring
bad.
Thing
Dude,
in the
I
world,
Dude, I was so
dog.
Mad! I was so mad!
I haven't gotten it. I don't know if I will.
I did.
It's just a Wendy's sandwich.
Yeah. It's bad, dude. And the worst part, the most insulting part, like, I was excited for, like, you know, food is like, I don't care, like, the packaging, whatever. That pineapple frosty, I've been on a pineapple kick. You guys
pineapple
know this.
Pineapple frosty.
Yeah, it was going to be a pineapple
that sounds
frosty.
Like an affront to God.
Okay.
No!
But no, C-Dot, no, no, no. C-Dot, no, listen.
Dude, you've never had a Dole Whip?
Exactly.
Dole Whips are God tier.
I made Bam try Dole Whip when he was at Disney too. Bam, you liked it, right?
That was peak. That was peak.
It was peak, exactly. So pineapple ice cream is good. That's why I was excited for the pineapple frosty. It was just vanilla ice cream with a little bit of pineapple, like a shot of pineapple liquid, and it was disgusting.
That's
disgusting.
Terrible.
Okay, no. You don't understand. It's a pineapple under the sea. The pineapple's under the sea.
Hold up.
Because it's a vanilla frosty.
Oh, it tasted like crap, Johnny. It tasted like...
So it wasn't a front to God.
You're not,
right.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. But at least they tried something unique. And that's
my
matters.
Bomb is going to be under the Wendy's headquarters.
There you go.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, you Americans, you're underappreciating what is happening with your fast food chains. Like, stuff like that, it doesn't exist in Sweden. We got what was it called? Oh, the McDonald's Grimace Shake. Literally,
we got the Grimace Shake
this
too.
Month.
We got that.
This month.
Yeah, we got the
Grimace
Shake.
A year and a half later.
Like, 2 months ago, I got the Grimace Shake. I'm like, oh my God.
So you don't have the Kai Cenat Chicken Big Mac?
Yeah, do you have the Kai Cenat meal?
No, we have Mario Kart in Australia right now. It's pretty high.
Huge. I need to go to Australia.
That's sick. I'll see you guys around. The Chicken Big Mac in the UK. We've just had that. It's been a thing for ages.
But yeah, no, the Wendy's meal was terrible. But my short about it, literally the worst short I've ever put out since before Shorts Wars. Yeah, it was the one yesterday.
I think a lot of people are saying that the shorts yesterday got glitched.
It happened with so many people, Dan. Yeah. I'm re-uploading that video. So if you saw the video about something, you didn't, all right? You didn't. I'm the smiling
and
man.
My video 2 days ago got
married
for kids, dude.
Yes, it is.
Ooh, you got a 10 out of 10. Ooh.
That's the scariest. That's low-key the scariest. That would have been the best costume. It's just like somebody gluing a piece of paper to their face that said 10 out of 10.
Well, your face is like
the gray arrow.
And you just have the...
the red down arrow. Yeah, no, the gray down arrow. That's the scariest.
Yeah, it's nasty that it's gray. It doesn't even deserve color, that they've made it, like, colorless.
Well, apparently, it used to be red, and now it's gray, and some people think it's worse.
I think it's worse.
I think it's worse.
It's more life.
Yeah, because it's just like, oh, you're dead. Your channel is dead. It's irrelevant. You're gray and decaying.
Dude, when it was red, I was mad. When it's gray, it just leaves me empty inside.
Yeah.
I want to feel something. Like,
guys, how does my face make you feel?
Sorrow.
That's pretty good.
Sexually confused.
That's pretty good.
Anyway,
yeah, guys, I'm the scariest. Look, it's. Ooh, I'm gonna get you.
It's a scary short.
Your channel is dead.
By the way, fun fact. Sorry, audio listeners, you don't get to really see this, but this is the analytics for Melon's channel. Yeah, it died.
Oh.
Hey, on the bright side, Melon made $67 that
that's
been posted otherwise.
You can buy at least six Wendy's McDonald or Wendy's SpongeBob meals with that.
You could almost buy the new Call of Duty.
That's fucked.
Wow. It is. That's messed up.
I wonder what Riggy's analytics are at right now. I haven't checked in a long time.
Let's talk about scary stories.
Guys, I've won.
This is too real.
Yeah. This is getting too real for us.
We're getting too scary, guys. We're getting too scary.
Whoa. So here's my funny story. I have an Among Us costume. I don't know if
Riggy,
you guys know this or not.
Riggy made $90.
That's cool, Dan. Anyway, so now I have the big inflatable like Among Us costume, right? And I was thinking about wearing it here, but it's a hassle to just the microphone quality would be awful because the fan is going like 24/7, right? And so, one year I was wearing it obviously, and I'm like, you know, I'm just gonna walk around on Halloween, just around my house kind of area, around the neighborhood, right? And so as I was doing that. Like, there's some, like, little kid trick-or-treaters walking right past, right? And it happened a few times, right? They'd go, like, and this is when Among Us was obviously, like, really big. So I'd be like, oh, haha, imposter, sus, right? And then at that point, I would stop. Slowly turn around, right? I would slowly turn around. And then chase after them full sprint.
Oh,
and
my
let
God,
me
that's
tell
awesome.
You, it was the most fun I've ever had on Halloween.
Oh, I bet.
And then they came back like to my house where they say like, trick or treat, and then they were like. And I just stood there and said nothing. It was great. So that's my funny story.
That's great.
Dude, I think I have a video of it. I'll try and send it to you guys.
My college, every Halloween, a lot of people go all out because my school's pretty nerdy. And it is the funniest thing, like going to class on Halloween, because it's like brain rot jump scares 24/7. Like you'll be walking around the corner. You'll be walking around the corner and you'll see like a really well done spring trap from FNAF, like walking around the corner. And like whenever I see FNAF in public, I just like my brain short circuits and I go, this shouldn't exist. This like, isn't where minute. You belong.
Freddy, I'm
I did Freddy that, dude. Fresbear. I went to hold on, let me grab this shirt. Basically, I went to my brother's college for church. He goes to a Christian university, and so he invited my mom and I up there for church one day. And so it's like it's very respectful and old fashioned, and I show up in this shirt and
Audio listeners, we're about to describe the shirt to you. Do not worry. You will not
How does Dano's camera freeze at just the most opportune times?
It looks fine from afar, right? It looks fine from afar. Yeah.
Okay, audio listeners, it looks like a checkerboard shirt. And then you get up close. Freddy Fazbear.
Oh my god.
And my brother was like, seriously, you wore Freddy Fazbear to the anyway.
That's so
Fazbear
funny
inside
though.
Inside of the checkerboard squares.
Honestly,
that was very funny.
I didn't even do it on purpose. I kind of forgot that it was a Freddy Fazbear shirt.
I love when shirts are like nerdy, but like you can't immediately tell. Like when it's like tastefully done in a way that's not immediately obvious.
Yeah,
so good.
I got a Dodo Airlines shirt from Animal Crossing, and the logo is just like a bird. Just the other day, I'm like, you can't tell, unless you're the goat.
Unless you know.
Unless yeah. you know.
If you know, you know.
Like I'm gonna walk out like this on Halloween, and people are just gonna be like, man, I wonder who that is, and I'm like, they don't know I'm the smiling man right now.
Hold on.
They don't know.
I mean, I could tell you're a smiling man. I could tell you're a smiling man.
I have Wait, a Bam. Sucky story. I'll show it in a minute.
First, Bam, can you put on a little purple hat? Is that possible?
What? Yeah, just summon one real quick.
That's quite okay. It'll be quite the task, but I think it might be possible.
Because you could right now, you could do a killer glep.
Oh, dude, you're so right. I might have a witch hat. Hold on.
That would be perfect.
You guys keep yapping. I'll try and figure this out.
You guys mind if I pour myself a drink real quick?
Yeah, no, go for
it. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm excited.
If you fill up the cauldron.
I have a good Halloween story if I'm allowed to talk.
Hold on. No, Anna, 5 more minutes and then you can talk.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
What is that?
Go ahead, Anna. What's up?
No, as Johnny's pouring his pot.
Johnny's not sure, it's very great.
Non-alcoholic. Okay.
That's a potion of healing right there. That's you.
These Estus flask.
These are both the same exact volume. I don't know how that works.
What?
Yeah, I can't believe you went from glass skull to
dark dead.
What is that? What even is that? It's a skull.
It's just a skull. It's like a Stanley Cup for all the girlies out there, but it's a little spooky. Also, whoever designed these is absolutely evil. I got these at Walmart. The bottom, it's cut like pizza slices. So when you try to pull it off, you have to like do each individual one. And there's also a crust around the tag.
That's crazy.
Literally, if I try to pull this off, it's impossible. It's so annoying, cause I just get the one little bit.
Oh, I hate that, dude.
You gotta use like that Goo Gone stuff. I don't know.
It's like whoever designed that. Also, there was a tag on the inside where you drink from.
On the inside.
Okay.
On
you guys
the inside.
See? All right. So I have context to this image. This is my favorite Halloween or one of my favorite Halloween costumes I ever did. This was 2021, and You'll see, but it was just pretty good. I'm not wearing a wig. This is just my actual hair that I dyed for the sake of the Halloween costume. This is a, I don't have any good pictures, so this is a screenshot of someone's Instagram story, and the caption is a little mean.
But other than that, look at how cool the
costume is, right?
That's supposed to be like that, dude. You rock that.
I know, right? Look at that.
But also, like, you were locked in. You locked in for that.
Oh my gosh, dude. This was before the whole belt thing, too. What is this just destiny? Was this like just foreshadowed?
The precursor.
It's supposed to be in Loki.
Why is Bam so small?
They have like
so small.
That was like part of
shut.
That was part of Loki, where, like, you know, he has like the neck collar that like teleports him back. Anyway, whatever.
I'm glad you're taking from your biggest inspirations, Dana.
I want to hear Hot Dog Girl's story.
Yeah, I don't know what's her story.
Look, see, this is pretty good. This is pretty accurate. Anyway, yeah, sorry, Anna.
Is
this
the Red Cross? Probably voicemail. Anyway,
are you ghosting the Red Cross?
They message. I sh- you not. They call me every day because I'm O negative. So
struggles.
I should donate again. I haven't done it in a few months. But anyway,
Anna, they told you you can't because you gave too much.
Johnny, I've told you this so many times. That happened years ago. I am good
so
to donate.
So many times.
Dana, what the?
Sorry.
Man,
sorry.
I'm just really excited for today's podcast.
Go ahead. Tell your story.
I want to hear this. I want to hear a scary story. Scary story time. Let's f***ing go.
When I was in China, we would do Halloween in our neighborhood, but not every country does like, you know, Halloween like trick or treating and stuff like that. So like it was still kind of like a mixed bag of who was doing it. And I'm pretty sure this is the correlation of what happened. There was these two girls, I believe they were Swedish, who lived in the neighborhood. They started coming to our house. Well, actually, first of all, one guy came to our house dressed up as Logan Paul. I do remember that. And then he had to explain to my mom what Logan Paul was.
Wait, with like, tell me he had the alien hat. Did he have the alien hat?
No, it was either Jake Paul. I think it was Logan Paul. No, he had like a baseball cap backwards. My mom was like, oh, who are you? He's like, oh, I'm Logan Paul. And she's like, oh, who is that? And he's like, oh, he's just this cool dude who like blows stuff up.
What?
he's like, he does like really fun, cool stuff. Oh, my grandma's calling.
I like my cheese drippy, bruh.
Stop. I can't.
No. Anyway, no. So these girls one day, I believe they must have been like somewhere between like 5 and 7. It was these two sisters. They came to my house one day and they were just like, can we sing for you? And I said, okay. And they started singing. I think the first time they sang Eye of the Tiger by Katy Perry. And then they like did like one verse and I was like, wow, cool. And then they just like stood there in silence for a bit and then went, can we have a treat now? Or like, can you give us candy now? I was like,
goods and services.
I was like, oh, okay. And so I think we had some Halloween candy left, so we gave them some candy. And then they came back again and they were like, can we sing for you? And we're like, I think I was like with my mom one of these times. We're like, yeah. And then, which by the way, my mom's like a crazy hype woman. So my mom was like, yeah, yeah. And I think they sang Let It Go. And then again, it was the same thing. They just stood in silence because we didn't say anything. And they're like, can we have a candy now? And my mom's like, oh. And we didn't have any candy in the house because it wasn't. So I don't even remember what we gave them. We had to like search the house for something. And this was a recurring thing. They kept coming to our house and doing like, I think one time they did a trick. I couldn't tell you what it was. Like they didn't sing each time. They just kept coming to our house and doing performances for us and then asking for like treats in return. I don't know.
I assume would have had to have gone to like every other house in the neighborhood.
Did everybody
enable them or was it just your house?
I don't know if this. I feel like this started because of Halloween and maybe they just didn't know what Halloween was, or because I feel like this happened after we did Halloween in our neighborhood, or it is just a weird thing they thought you could do, which is just show up to someone's house and sing for candy.
Weird.
So
Yes, all right, Anna's reached her word limit.
I'm pretty sure they were Swedish.
They're just fitting into the culture. That's what they're thinking. Like, oh, this is the most American thing you can do, right?
Yeah, Halloween is not really
this is capitalism,
here.
Right?
Yeah. Capitalism is just singing for candy.
You just nice. Do a little trick for candy.
A funny thing in the past, kids did used to go like from house to house to collect candy, but not on Halloween, like dressed up as witches or whatever, but not during Halloween, but on Easter.
Whoa. So,
yeah, that's our thing, I guess. But not anymore. I don't think that's
what a stupid fucking tradition. No, I'm kidding.
Kind of is.
But why Easter?
Dude, I legitimately don't know.
But you didn't join in with them? You didn't get candy?
No, I didn't. But, like, you know, right now, for us, the Halloween is just another excuse to get drunk. So I'm fine with that.
That's awesome.
Dude, okay, okay.
I feel like that's every European country. Every holiday is just like, let's hit the bar.
And that's a good enough reason. That's a good enough reason for a holiday.
Well, dude, in America, we have, like, that's like Cinco de Mayo and St. Patrick's Day. Like, bro, that doesn't matter for us. But, dude, excuse to get drunk, you know?
Speak for yourself. St. Patrick's
US, we
Day
have
is
NFL.
Very important
that's,
for me.
That's all we need.
How is it important for you? I mean, I'm Irish as well, Dana, but like, what does it do?
You're not Irish. You're Mexican.
I am Irish.
He's half.
No, I disagree.
Dude, I literally did my DNA test the other day.
Nah. No.
Okay. Wait, what were the results for people who haven't seen it? What were the results of your DNA test?
Do you want me to reveal it? I can reveal it. Okay. So
Anna, is that you as Shrek? Wait.
I'm 86% North African. No, I'm kidding. Okay, I'll break it down. I'm 25%, they combine this for some reason, British and Irish.
Okay.
I'm 22%.
That's pretty similar to me, actually.
22%. They also combine this, even though they probably hate each other. French and German.
Okay.
No, I can say you're
from Europe. French. That's disgusting, pair. That's really funny.
Wait, you're French? Ew. Ew.
That's nasty.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you can't say the F word here.
It's probably mostly German, dude. I don't know why they combine it, though. Okay, and then it says 2.5% broad North European, whatever the f*** that means.
You're 2% abroad?
And then, like, 30% Spanish and Portuguese.
Yeah.
And, like, almost 1% Italian, so I got a little bit of pizza in me.
You got the Italian in you too. Oh my gosh,
you got like the whole Euro Pokédex right now.
And then it goes to America. It's like it's about 14% Mexican. And then it says, dude, this is the funny part. It says I'm 1.4% Arab and Egyptian.
That's high.
Crazy. That is high. And then this is actually serious. This is not a joke. 1% sub-Saharan African.
Crazy. Does that mean you have the pass?
No.
I think
it's in his blood, dude.
And on stream, chat asked me, and I was like, I think you need at least 25% to like say it confidently. But if you want to say it under your breath, you need at least 10.
Yeah.
No, Perry, you can say it right now. We won't
I'm
judge
glad you.
You
have the stats.
Okay.
I'm glad you have the stats.
I really hate. No, I'm kidding.
And add a censor bar. Add a censor bar for the I'm kidding. And just he has no lips, and they wouldn't know.
Yeah, true.
I'll just put PewDiePie saying it over you.
I really hate neighbors.
Wait, dude.
The bridge pops up.
Can we circle back to this, Anna? What was the context for you dressing up as Shrek? Was this for a play or something, or did you just do that? Also, how old are you? You look young here.
Oh, that was freshman year college, and I just wanted to be Shrek.
That is the most
college
that
floor
is,
I've ever seen.
I'm not gonna lie, that's kind of like if I saw that like outside of my house, dude.
I think I got
that's
like
Shrek right there.
I think I got like third place in a costume contest and got a beanie.
Hey yo, dude. I did so for COVID year. I dressed. This was like the first time that I think Leia learned my name was when I dressed up in this Sans outfit.
Wait, that was you? I just saw that.
That's
wait, that's so funny.
That's you?
That's Sans?
That's my Sans outfit. But
I thought that was just an image on Google.
No, that's me. No, that's me. And like, I was really depressed how it came out. That's like a that's like a COVID mask, and I'm really depressed with how it came out because I think I look like the monkey from the Banana Splits with the mouth, dude. Does anybody else see that like that? Anyway, but then one more. I also dressed
that was
up.
A meme. Like I, no, that's me. That's insane.
That's me. And Leia, if you uncrop the picture, Leia's standing right next to me, dressed up as Tinkerbell.
All right, everybody, anyway, screenshot that picture right now. Go on Twitter.com, tag Dano, and say, "Man, you really look like this."
Audio listeners, I'm so sorry you can't look at this.
I got one last costume that I was really proud of. Look, so this is a really depressing story. I put so much effort into doing the makeup, and then my mom had to come fix it because it was ass. But I tried, and it looked pretty good, and my mom fixed it up. And so I had this bomb costume, and the rule for school was you can do whatever costume you want. You just can't wear a mask because teachers won't be able to put, you know, won't be able to tell you what your face is. But my face looked pretty damn, like, recognizable, right? It looked good. Yeah.
That's
but I still
good,
got
dude.
I still got called into the office and they nerfed me so hard. Look at this.
Oh my god.
Look at the one guy in the back.
Dude, you can see
the anger so on your face.
Anna, can you
disappointment?
Can you blur the two people's faces? But other than that, yeah.
Nope, you've doxed them too late.
Well,
there you go.
But anyway, dude, yeah, the school nerfed me so hard because I looked so hype, and then they were just like, nah, sorry, you need to be recognizable. Even though this is like, dude, I still look, whatever. I feel like I'm less recognizable with that than I was before, but whatever, it's fine. They just hate white people, I guess.
Dano, are you balding?
No, that, he's good.
I feel like your forehead is a little bit bigger than what it is.
Bro, you can't just bring that up.
Everyone, hairline check.
You know what, Joe? How about this? You're going to die first out of all of us.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Damn, and my forehead is probably bigger than all of yours, so that's fair.
Did my hairline recede?
Joe, you're all forehead right now. Look at you.
Hold on.
This is a ball of forehead.
Dude, all of us are going to bald, okay? It's just how mm-hmm. it's how life is. But white people
hey,
do bald
faster.
Okay.
I'll be a great bald guy. I'm already ready. I got the beanie. Like, we're fine.
I hope I die before I go bald. I'm going to be straight up. No, I think it's just because of the black. It looks like the hairline comes a little down. But no, I check pretty often if I'm balding because I am self-conscious of it. But no, look, the way that I measure it is because, look, you see this dent in my forehead right here? Mm-hmm.
What is that?
This is when the stocking hanger fell on my head and split it in half. All that's left is like this little scar. If you zoom in really close, it's a scar. But yeah, I measure it like pretty much every day. Like if it's still a finger length from the scar to the hairline.
Has anyone ever drank out of that scar? Like pour what? Like, has anyone put like a shot of alcohol in it and drank off it? Can I do that when I see you?
Yeah, I actually did that. I actually beat you to
new activity for the Rumble Pack meetup.
Do shots of Dano's hanger scar.
Honestly, dude.
Wait, okay, you say hanger.
C-Dot, wait, hold on. C-Dot, when did you change? When?
Whoa!
When did that happen? Hold on.
C-Dot did a quick change. Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa, that's insane.
My brother, welcome to the anime girl side.
Whoa.
There we go. Dude, it has these like clear things.
I'm like, I'm pretty close.
For like hanging it up, and I just can't move them out of the way.
C-Dot, you pulling down the costume. And hold on, I need to change. My new costume is going to be male stripper. Hold on.
Yo.
Guys, I already have my shirt off. Like,
yeah.
Yo, look
during my break,
rocks,
I only went to the gym. That's all that happened.
Dude, it was so difficult keeping that underneath the trench coat.
Oh, you had it under your trench coat?
Yeah, I had it on this entire time.
That's
kind of funny.
Dude,
I don't know how you did that. Like, I have to like watch the footage back because like, Joe said something and I just clocked it. Like,
and you looked over
there was no transition.
I have a genuine scary question. Oh, I'm just more curious. Does anyone believe in ghosts?
No.
Only when I die.
Or like some
them,
kind of spirit.
I'm be a haunter.
I'm skeptical.
See, I'm skeptical. Yeah, yeah. Because like
I'd be freaked out if I went to an abandoned.
I've never had anything like weird happen to me. Oh my god! No, never mind.
Sam.
I'm straight up. I have a weird like,
I believe in demons, but I don't think... Well, like, it's like, when I say believe, it's not like I would protect the belief. Demon. Like, somebody could tell me they don't exist, and I'd be like, yeah, you're probably right. But I have, like, a sneaking suspicion. I would believe in demons before I believed in ghosts. Like, things that come to the world that mess with people, that, like, slam doors and stuff. I feel like... I don't
Wait,
know.
Why
I,
do you believe it? Wait, why, though? Why do you believe ghosts. In demons more than
like,
ghosts?
I don't know. Like, I just feel like I don't understand the excuse that you would have to be able to come back to Earth. Like, just, like, would you have to, like, negotiate with God and be like, hey, I'm gonna just... Can I just sneak down there for a minute? Like, what unfinished business? Like, I don't know. I just,
to,
I don't see that.
You have to Metal Gear your way out of heaven.
But I feel like I could see, like, just, like, canonically, I feel like Satan would be more likely to just let a demon hop up and just, like, fuck with people rather than, like,
well, have you seen Hell of a Boss?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my.
Dude, yeah.
That's real, right? That's what it's real life is.
Yeah, dude, that's a documentary. Happens. Yeah, no, but I don't know. It's not like one of those things that I would defend, but it's just one of those things that I could see that, you know, happening more likely than ghosts. But yeah, you know, I don't really care enough. You know, if I go through some paranormal activity, then maybe then I'll care. But for now, I just, yeah, you know, I'm already afraid of the dark. If I believe in ghosts, it's not gonna help. It's not gonna help me. You know what I mean? It's gonna do more harm than good. Anyway,
are you afraid of the dark or afraid of what's in the dark, or do those kind of like coincide?
Both,
guys.
I'm not afraid of the dark. I'm afraid of what's in the dark because it's so dang dark. So
yeah,
dang
that'd be
dark, so
that's
dark.
Actually a good
IRL,
idea.
IRL, we all go to a god like some kind of abandoned place, like abandoned. Prison,
I would piss my pants in 5 seconds.
Dude,
do
we all start.
I think
outside.
That dude, that would be so funny, dude. I would push people and be like, ah!
C-Dot and I could just. Wait
I mean,
outside.
I would too.
Oh, I'd probably go.
So whoa, who's why is there an echo? Oh.
Anna, your mic
Anna!
Is like crazy.
What
good.
The?
All good.
All good. All good. All good. We have the server mute. We have the server mute for a purpose. There we go.
Anyway, I'd probably scope it up first and then set it up with booby traps. I'm gonna be straight up.
What kind of traps?
Skibbity.
We need to do like a trip where we either go to Australia, because
okay,
I'm
Anna,
here,
now you
or
just
America.
Look like this.
Annabelle and we just spend like 2 weeks recording videos, and that can be one of the days.
Okay, Bunnan, I don't think you understand. Like, it would be so inconvenient for everyone to go to Australia. It is just—it's in the middle of
yeah, just
counterpoint.
No, you just
yeah,
like
kangaroos.
In the middle of
raw dog,
well.
Raw dog, a long flight.
Dude, I don't think dog, like dude. Let's just go somewhere in like
no,
the U.S. that we can all find some content,
bro. Pair. Counter argument: in Australia, they have the Great Barrier Reef, and it's only going to be there for like 15 more years. So we should honestly
well, we
probably go sooner than later.
Go. We don't need to go.
And we have
left.
The world's guys. Biggest banana.
And they have
in
the world's biggest
years.
Banana.
Stachio. In 3 years, we'll do the Rumble Pack World Tour, and we'll go
and
to every country. Ooh. We'll go to every country. Dude, imagine the YouTube video of I visited every country.
God.
And they have dog-sized spiders, right? We can just keep one of them as a pet. We'll call it Mr. Rumbles.
Nope.
It'll be our channel mascot.
John Rumble.
Okay.
John.
Oh, I gotta get my hair right. Hold up.
All right. Who else has a scary story?
I don't really have anything scary.
Who has a story? Who has a story? How about that? I have a scary story, but I'm waiting. I'm saving it.
No, just go.
You want me to
just
go?
Do it.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah.
Alexa, room power down.
Hold on. He's turning the lights off. Oh. Crap. It's getting so spooky. It didn't work.
It's too... Hold on. I have to turn off, like, my computer monitors because it's...
Do you want...
My whole TV.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you have right, scary music ready?
Hold on.
Yeah, I got you. Hold
I
on.
Could get I could
oh,
get the Ghost House music. Play.
Number 4.
Dude, it gets me every time. It genuinely gets me every single time.
I have the soundboard volume off, so why would you not get God?
Ooh.
Go.
Dana's... audio listeners, Dana's looking like the...
I heard
that
was
looking extremely
said.
Spooky. All
right, all right, hold on, wait. I have to get my. Hold on, my Discord. It's not working. Somebody else.
You know what's scary? There's a new Mario Party game coming out tomorrow, and I just realized this now.
That is.
Yeah.
Scary.
Oh, that's right.
This is bad.
It'll be out by the time.
It's been getting a couple of bad reviews, right?
Because people are mad.
No,
because they're not good.
Yeah, people have bad RNG.
Did people get Mario Party then leave a bad review? Because that's actually hilarious.
I think that's what happened with like IGN and stuff.
That's the best part of Mario Party, though. I was watching
the point.
Clip where
that's the point.
You can have like little, you can have little partners in the game. If you land on a Bowser space, you get the got with the Bowser space, and then Bowser's like, "Wait, you got someone with you?" Brings you back and does it again.
Dude, 3/4 of reviews of Mario Party are always going to be negative. It's a 1/4 positive reviews because that's just like, you know, the winner. It's always how it'll be.
All right, Dano, present to us the spooky story.
All right, here we go. Can you guys see me? Hold on.
Hey, do you mean like a pizza at Randall's?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, I'm just going to turn off.
This better be good, dude. Like, this setup is unreal. Right. Like,
no, I'm making this up on the spot. I want to see if I can make up a scary story on the spot.
Dano's going to be like, there was once a spaceship full of crewmates.
Okay, here we go. All right, here, ready? Listen. All right. A long, long time ago in a galaxy far... I'm kidding. All right. Here we go. I'm sorry. All right. I got to put the light down in a perfect spot. How do
so
I look?
Scary.
I feel like the scariest part is you're giving me anxiety right now.
Dude, this looks so bad with my forehead. All right.
A long time ago, Halloween 2001. Ages and ages and ages ago. This is decades ago, 2001. Oh my gosh.
Random
so
counterpoint.
Long,
Dano, when you hold your flashlight right there, his forehead kind of looks like that one vase that looks like the two faces.
It does. You have a second hand on you, dude.
My forehead looks so weird, dude. I don't know what's happening. It's kind of making me a little self-conscious more than...
It's just light.
So, a decade ago, back in 2001, whoever was alive back then, you know, obviously they're like a billion years old at this point. But anyway, so many years ago. I was waiting for a reaction from Bun Dunn or Joe. All right. There was a little boy.
Dude, his face kind of frozen, and it's still just as scary.
All right, here we go. There was a little 5-year-old boy named Prince Pear.
Okay. Not quite a king. Not quite a king yet. He was a little 5-year-old boy.
I have a feeling
just
I know where this is going.
But some could say he's royalty.
Some could say, but not quite the royalist yet. He has to earn it through
Dan,
a couple.
Your face.
What? For fuck's sake! He has to earn his royalty through 5 trials. No, I'm kidding. He went up to the old abandoned house at the end of the street.
Did Dano die?
We lost him.
Your face cam has been frozen
Dano,
for years.
Dano got unfriended. You ever see the movie Unfriended? House. That just happened to Dano.
We don't know why. Dead
eye?
All right.
His camera's going to unfreeze, and he's going to be like lying dead on the floor.
Hello? Hello? Do you guys have candy?
He's like my parent.
The smiling man got him.
All right.
Dano, are you okay? Answer me.
Dude, where's Dano? Dano, are you alive?
I think he genuinely just like.
Oh my god! I think Dano got taken by like the demon.
Discord destroyed him.
Dude, that was the ending to the horror story.
That's crazy.
Oh!
Wait, Dano, are you okay?
Dano?
I think we're having some technical difficulties.
No, there's a ghost in this podcast now. He's possessed Dano, guys.
No way.
Dude, Dano makes the most money out of all of us. Just get a good computer, dude. What the f***?
He has a good computer.
He just doesn't
set it up properly.
I genuinely can't tell if this is a bit, like this is like horror movie, or if it just doesn't work.
Imagine the Foxy jump scare from FNAF.
Yeah.
I have the sound effect. That'd be hype.
Dude, I can't
wait,
move.
Wait, no, I saw... He had like a yellow.
What bullshit, dude? Lag me out. You know what? Fine. New scary story. How about this?
There was once an audience member who wasn't subscribed. Oh!
Oh yeah.
Scary.
Scariest thing I heard
all
year.
They didn't ring the notification bell. They didn't get notifications. Ooh.
All right, another spooky story.
I lied, dude. I didn't even
glitch.
I was lying. I wasn't even going to wing it. I actually had a thing written out with, like, Royal Pear. He was going to go into Kane Manor, and then Old Man Joe Kane was going to, like, show him around, and
no,
I had it
Dano,
written out. I'm fine. It's fine.
No, you got to...
you, Discord.
Guys, there's a ghost in the subscribe button. You have to hit it to make sure it goes away.
Dano, you need to say your story. The audience will be mad if they don't hear it.
Yeah, do it. Stop. Subscribe, and you get to hear the story next week. How about that? I'll tell it next year. it'll be a yearly tradition where I try to shit out this story, and then Discord crashes on me.
Did you actually write something?
Don't get to hear it. I wrote out like bullet points, and it was gonna be like, oh, little boy pair. He goes,
just do it.
Speedrunning
somebody doesn't survive until next year.
Do it.
Sure.
Yeah, at least one person will die tomorrow. So.
How much time do we have left on the podcast?
As long as you need.
As long as you need.
Yeah, we need to know it now because C-Dot could get like stuck in a maple syrup trap and like explode.
We can just cut it
off. That sounds like something straight up Until Dawn.
Rosalina.
I lost my phone.
Rosalina.
Hot. That's me.
My fucking phone go. I hate everything. Oh my gosh, dude. First a One Direction member dies, then Discord keeps crashing on me. This is not my day.
Do you, you hate us?
Dude. No, I love you guys. I'm just pissed off at Discord.
Taking off the crown.
Whatever, it's fine. It's fine. Well, basically, there was this dude named Pear. He was a little snot-nosed child, and he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna be a YouTuber." And his parents were like, "Oh, that's so horrifying. Our son is an idiot." And then he went to.
Yeah. No, that's actually what they said.
This
isn't a scary story, dude. This is the fucking truth.
It's all YouTubers.
Scariest of stories.
Is this a biography?
Anyway, he goes up to this fuck ass mansion, and then there's this fuck ass old guy named Joe Kane, or Old Man Kane. Sorry. He walks out and he goes, "Oh, little boy, what are you doing here?" And he goes, "I want candy." And Old Man Kane goes, "Listen, all of my candy, it's locked upstairs.
This
you
is
can
going
go get it.
A direction that I was not expecting.
I have to warn you." No, hold on. It takes a turn. Now, hold on. Okay. All of the candy is upstairs. I'm too frail to go up the stairs. I live downstairs. But I'll warn you. You can go get it, but I'll warn you, there's a ghost. And everybody's scared of the ghost that's protecting the candy upstairs.
Age of consent is 18 years old, guys. just for your information, but continue on.
Don't disrespect our story, dude.
Okay, you know what? Old Man Kane didn't have genitals, all right? That's part of the story. He just didn't have them.
Right.
He had an accident. Yeah, he lost them in the war. Thank you. All right, there we go. Just made the story PG. There's not going to be any...
I think clarifying that makes it anything but PG.
Yeah. Why?
He's also asexual.
Yeah, also he's asexual. Why? Yeah, how about
what?
That?
There okay. we go.
He's asexual. All right. He goes, that's how he introduced himself. He opened the door. He goes, "Hi, I'm Joe Kane, the asexual old man."
With no ball sack.
With no balls.
With no balls.
Well, okay.
Unlimited bacon, though.
Pause. If you went trick-or-treating and someone opened the door and said, "Hello, little boy, I'm an asexual with no balls," you're like running, right? You're gone.
Yeah.
All right. But little dude, young Pear was only
bacon,
5 years
unlimited
old.
Unlimited bacon, but no balls, dude.
All right. But Pear was a little 5-year-old, so he wasn't thinking the terrible things that all the audience members are, okay? And he goes,
right. "Oh, okay, that's good. I'm glad you have no testicles. Can I have candy?"
Where's the story going? Where's the B-plot?
Right. Anyway, all right. So he walks in, and the old man Kane is like, "You can have all the candy in the world. It's upstairs, but I have to warn you, there's a ghost. Oh, the ghost's name is undead bay yo." Fuck, I was trying to come up with a cool name for that. Anyway, there's
this?
A ghost.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The ghost name is Undead Bay Yo, and Pear is like, "Oh, that's fine. I don't believe in ghosts." Dude, Johnny just died. He was too scared. Oh no, he was too scared. Oh no,
he's in the catacombs.
This story is really good.
Yeah, it's so good.
So far, we've gone upstairs and we've met
Pear
a ghost.
Pear goes upstairs and then the ghost appears and he's like, "Oh!" And Pear goes, "Oh my gosh, you're real!" Luckily, the ghost doesn't notice him because he's too busy playing on the Oculus Quest 3.
Yeah.
So Pear just walks right past him and goes
3S,
into the candy.
The Quest 3S.
Sorry, the Quest 3S.
Get it on
hashtag
the Meta
sponsored.
Website, for $299. You can use my link in the description. Anyway.
So then Pear goes into the room of candy, And in the room of candy, he sees it's every piece imaginable, all of the pieces you could ever want. They have full-sized Hershey Crunch bars and Mr. Beast Feastables in 2001. It was a magic room. It was a magic room because in 2001 it still had the Feastables.
With that drippy cheese?
What? Yeah, with the drippy cheese. It had Lunchly.
I like my cheese. Oh.
Was Talk Tour on the TV?
Oh, my.
Yeah, there was Talk Tour.
What about the new KSI song?
And the new KSI song. Yeah, you could hear in the distance, I'm in the thick of it. Oh.
It's going to be so old if this podcast comes out, dude. All of these jokes are going to be dead. All
right, so Pear goes. Oh, yeah, dude, this podcast is not coming out for another week. Nobody's going to get the reference. Anyway, so Pear goes, and he picks up a piece of his favorite candy. The Nutter Butter. And is that a candy? No, that's just whatever. Yeah. He picks up a fucking Nutter Butter. Yeah. But he removes the piece, and when he's just about to undo the wrapper and eat it, suddenly a big troll jumps from behind and goes, oh. I'm Anna, the candy troll! It was a disgusting monster with a big beard and armpit hair. And horns. It was great at editing. It was great at editing. And it was underpaid. It was an underpaid candy troll. It goes, if you want my candy. Anyway, so Anna said, you cannot have my candy. And then she fucking killed him. And he went into the...
she just
shanked him. And he went to the land of the dead. This is a lot longer than I thought it was
going
to be.
Keep going. I'm invested. Yeah, this is like parkour civilization.
Right. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So Pear fucking snake, died, and he went to the land of the underworld. And then
in the land of the underworld, wait, no what, one what, jumps what for the beef.
What could a fire possibly do to
that? No one jumps for the beef.
What?
Anyway, so in the so Pear wakes up, little boy Pear wakes up and he sees nothing. It's just a bunch of emptiness except for one cloaked man. He uncloaks himself and goes, "Huh, I'm the..." Hold on, I got to find a pun for this.
Oh no.
Take your time.
Oh, give me a minute. You got this.
We support you.
You
know what? This is a great time to tell everyone about our sponsor.
How about this? It was the Grim Reaper, but instead of a scythe, he had a great big razor blade. We don't get to see who the Grim Reaper is though. He has his cloak on. You just have to assume.
Is that the Grim
clues? Oh,
okay.
And he says, "Wow. Reaching for the candy was a bad idea. Everyone knows that troll kills people."
He took the candy and ends up in hell. It seems like a bit of an overreaction death.
Yeah.
What's going on? This kid's 5 years
old. Well, he was also like bad before that, probably.
The Grim Reaper. Okay. Little boy Pear says, "No, I can't be dead. I wanted to be alive so I could be a YouTuber." And the Grim Reaper says, "Oh, well, you weren't going to add anything to society anyway, so, you know, you might as well just stay fucking dead." But Pear goes, "No, I want to be a YouTuber." He goes, "Fine. If you insist on returning to the land of the living, you must travel to the
land
Arak.
Down under."
Sure. How about there? Do you know what? How about we pass it off? Do we want to make this interactive, Johnny? Do you want to be the Grim Reaper?
No, keep going. Finish going.
I just have to keep shitting this out.
You are the DM, dude.
Dungeons and Dragons, the episode next.
I'm so invested, dude. I'm actually invested in the story.
Yeah.
Take my damn clothes off. All right.
What?
So he goes. Give me a minute.
This is a 3-minute short, by the way.
True. I had to take my clothes off. Yeah. It was part of the story. The Grim Reaper then strips down naked, but he goes, "It's okay. I'm asexual as well and don't have balls."
poor Royal Pear, right. Just meeting these weird individuals constantly.
Yeah.
All right. So then
just
Pear
like the
goes,
streets of LA.
Yes. So the Grim Reaper says, "In order to return to the land of the living, you must go to the land down under." Even though you're already in the underworld, but I guess there's an under. It's the
can't believe the ninth ring is Australia, yeah. Dude.
Well,
that's how you get out because the land down under connects to the underworld.
There you go. Mm. Yeah, sure, something like that. So then he goes.
I can't believe Australia is the gateway to hell. That's crazy.
He goes.
That's why there's all those creatures.
Yeah,
all the little gremlins, dude.
Kangaroos, the devil's finest creation, dude.
There we go. All right, so then he goes down a long staircase, very windy staircase, and he comes upon a very raggedy old witch named Bundun. Not even hiding
Am I asexual too?
Yeah, you're asexual too.
Yes!
Because I'm Bundun, the asexual green witch with no balls.
What?
Well, to be fair, I wouldn't expect a witch to have balls.
The Grim Reaper also agreed. The Grim Reaper came with him, by the way, because he's kind of buddies with Pear now. He's like, you know, this guy seems pretty chill. I know he wants to be a YouTuber, but I think we should just keep hanging out. The Grim Reaper's kind of a lonely guy. He doesn't have much going on, so he goes along with Pear. And he goes, oh, hey, green witch with no balls. I also have no testicles. And then they bond.
Did we dap up? Like,
yeah, they yes! dap up. They dap up. The witch and the Grim Reaper dap up. Pear goes, I don't know what asexual means, but great for you guys. And then they continue forth. And the green witch goes, in order to return to the land of the living, you need to come with me, and we need to find one more witch of the underworld. His name is I wish I had written like puns down for this. His name is C-Dot the Caring. but his name is a misnomer because he actually hates everyone and he hates interacting with people. Mm-hmm. But they go and knock on C-Dot the Caring's. Yes. Go
He's
go ahead,
what
Johnny.
They call an introvert.
Shit in the world. I'm so hot. I need to turn on my fan. Okay.
Hold on. The fan's gonna add some like scary ambience to the
yeah.
situation.
Yeah. Lamp on. I gotta unplug my chair.
the neon sign, dude. I can't get over that.
There's a lot of Phil episodes in this story, man.
Yes. This is amazing storytelling.
I just want to know what happened to all the balls. That's what I'm waiting for.
It's better pacing than One Piece.
No. Yeah, listen.
Oh, so it's true.
They go to C-Dot the Caring's hut. And C-Dot says, I don't know. And Bundun the Witch says, C-Dot the Caring, will you help us? Will you help us take this young little Prince Pear back to the overworld? And he goes, no, I can't do that. But then Pear goes, please, I want to be a YouTuber. And C-Dot the Caring goes, what are you going to make on YouTube? And Prince Pear goes, tier lists. And C-Dot goes, I love tier lists. I agree to help you, young Pear. I have been collecting things for all these years for one potion to get one person back. I've been collecting people's balls to make one return potion to the overworld.
Oh my God.
And I have every single testicle I need except for one.
Oh no.
A creature in hell. Wait, a creature in hell named Rigmund T. Runky.
No.
Oh no.
Pear goes, okay. I'll go slay his balls off. And then he goes and he grabs Riggy's balls and cuts them off. And he goes, here, C-Dot, I have the last pair of balls you need.
What the fuck is happening?
And C-Dot.
Well, no, this was foreshadowed by the first guy.
Exactly.
It's good storytelling.
This is very smart. You actually have to like think to understand it a little bit.
Exactly.
You need a pretty high IQ.
Mm-hmm. It's a little deeper than One Piece, yeah. Pear. Sorry. Anyway. So C.com makes the spell. He goes, bibbidi bobbidi Nintendo, Nintendo, spookity woogity. And he puts all the balls in a cauldron, and Death is still just kind of there. And he's watching. He's like, whoa, this is so cool. And Bundun, he dips his green nose into the potion because that's a fucking step, I guess. And then poof, the potion. And Royal Pear drinks it. And then
yuck,
he goes back
dude,
to the room
disgusting.
Of candy. He teleports to the room of candy. But while he does that, Death goes, I'm going to miss you, bro. And he daps up Royal Pear. He goes, I'm still asexual, but I kind of think we've grown close in a friendship way. And then he gives him a fist bump. You can't really have like those awkward like adult kid relationships that you used to see in like TV shows, like mentorships. He's like, I wanted to do that, but you know, I'm fucking Death, so sorry, buddy.
and then Pear goes to the overworld, and Death goes continue. He decides to
Can
become a chef.
Can someone animate this, by the way?
No, yeah, this is a waste of resources.
Please animate this.
Pear, I put my balls into this story. Are you kidding? My blood, sweat, and balls.
We all did.
Please animate this.
Anyway, so Death becomes a cook, and he joins C-Dot and Bundun, and they become the cooks of the underworld, and they make a restaurant. It's like a side story, maybe a spinoff. It could last a couple seasons. It might get canceled season 3, but it was it's a pretty cool spinoff. Anyway, so Pear goes back to the world of the room of candy, and he sees Anna the troll munching on candy. Like a disgusting goblin. She's got really annoying chewing noise too. Like, she's just bad at chewing. It's really disgusting. It sounds like if a hippo was choking on something. That's
at least
it sounds.
Is
like
the
a turtle.
Cute hippos though, like the little small cute one.
Yeah, yeah, like the little small cute one. Yeah, like Modang, except imagine like he's just choking on a massive watermelon. Also. Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
I'm terrified of hippos, as I've stated.
Oh yeah, it's
I'm not joking. So scary. My worst fear is like it goes like hippos, the ocean, and then like a brain aneurysm.
Anna, look out! Mudang is behind you.
we can add to the story. Then I was gonna have the troll die some other way, but yeah, Pear goes, "Listen, I'm not afraid of you anymore." And then Death and Bundun and the fucking VR ghost. And even old man Joe, he figures out a way to go upstairs, and they all come together, and with the power of friendship, they summon a big hippo, and it fucking eats Anna the Goblin. It tears her limb from limb. And Pear goes, "Guys, that was so cool. I think we should stay friends forever. I think we should make a group called Rumble Pack." And then... and then they come together and form a YouTube channel, and everybody watches it all the time, and it definitely doesn't fail in views. Also, I guess they find fucking Dano along the way. He's like a homeless guy that they just kind of pick up.
No, Dano was the hippo.
To join. Oh yeah, he was the hippo. The hippo turns into a man, and he says, "My name is Dano Cal."
Where's Johnny in the story?
Johnny's death. He's there. Remember?
Oh, okay.
Foreshadowing.
That's right. He had the razor. That was like foreshadowing.
Oh, yeah. See, that one. I'm a dumb cunt.
And
that
dying was a bad idea. There were themes here.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. And then they become the Rumble Pack. Happily ever after. But
I
then
can't wait for the 4-hour video Let's essay go. On this.
But our editor's dead.
Yeah.
Collapse.
That's
what we do.
Except the last thing is that they're still haunted by Anna the Goblin Troll. It becomes their editor. Just the soul of the Goblin Troll becomes their editor.
It's on Premiere Pro.
They're locked up in the Adobe dungeon. Oh. I mean, that is purgatory, so it's like, yeah.
That was a good story. Can we put that earlier in the podcast? Can we put that earlier in?
I don't do shit for you anymore.
No, it has to be the reward for people watching.
Listen, the Goblin Troll had a beautiful soul inside, and that's what you are. So that's why you're not ugly anymore. You're welcome.
Yay! Anymore?
Well, yeah, she used to be an ugly goblin troll that protected candy with like a big beard, and then when they died, then they became like the inside soul, like reverse Fiona from Shrek. Is that good?
That makes sense. Yeah, lore wise, that makes sense.
I'm trying to amend the story so that way our editor doesn't quit on us.
I really hope someone animates that. That's going to be
honestly,
so funny.
Oscar.
I really don't want to have to subject someone to animating 5-year-old Royal Pear ripping off Demon Riggy's balls. I really don't want to subject anybody to make that or watch that.
I'm gonna say don't do that. So like out of spite, if you want to.
If you do that, you censor.
Do it.
You just like a big censor bar.
Mosaic filter is your friend.
You can cut the Riggy part out or the balls or whatever. We'll pretend that it was like their hearts or something. He goes, "Oh, I don't have a
you
heart."
You can abridged it. You can set it up.
Okay.
Although I think it is really funny every single character introducing himself with, "Hi, I'm Bundun, the asexual witch with no balls."
No balls.
Unlimited bacon though. That's crazy.
Yep.
I think my storytelling skills are amazing. Everybody go watch Toon Turf 2024. It's going to be like that.
This is a teaser, actually.
2027 when the pilot comes
out. That's actually the pilot episode, guys, so look forward to it.
Yeah, it's basically just Toon Turf. Mm-hmm. Just I mixed around the pieces a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan, you are a ghost. Holy shit, pale ass. You look like A4 sheet paper.
Ooh, I'm a ghost.
And
I'm
that's the
real.
Episode, everyone. Thanks for coming by.
Happy Halloween.
I can take this off and actually move.
Make sure to check your Halloween candy for drugs.